headlines.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Well, maybe that's because he is not facing reality if he sees a hair on his head, not his shoulders, but we do face reality here. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about aging, and we are cheerleaders for successful aging. And we'll even be talking intermittently today over this next hour about happiness and the fact that studies are pretty consistent, saying that as we get older, we get over the U-bend of misery, and we get happier and happier. But we're also going to be speaking about a very serious topic that I think is very apropos at this time of year. This time of year, we worry about family, we think about family, and more as we're living longer, and we're living longer with dementia and other kinds of cognitive issues, we have family members that are suffering that way. What can we do about it? What is happening in the better trends in working in nursing homes with such issues? But what's also happening in the worrisome area of antipsychotic drugs that seem to be flowing to these folks, and in many ways without any of their consent or even knowledge. So we have a trifecta of professors. Is that what they call a group of professors, a trifecta of professors? Well, we have Stephen Crystal. He is the chairman of the Division on Aging, the Board of Governors, professor of Institute on Health in Rutgers. We have Olga Harim. She's assistant professor at the School of Nursing, and she's the director of the Community Health and Outcomes Lab. And we have Beth Angel, yes, just like angels, associate professor at the School of Social Work. And each of them have something extremely important to contribute so that your consciousness is raised about the underbelly, not always the good stuff. We have to know the bad stuff, what's being done about it, and what we can do about it personally for our loved ones. And a lot of this has come out from the 21st World Congress of Gerontology and Geriatrics, and with a symposium that Stephen and Olga chaired, and we're going to have a lot of information from them right away. So I just want, Stephen, Crystal, could you set the stage about this issue of antipsychotic drug use in nursing homes, why it seems to be proliferating, and then we'll speak with Olga a little bit about what people are doing about it.
Great, great. So as most of us know who have family members who are struggling with this problem, people living with dementia oftentimes have distressing symptoms of agitation or shouting or wandering around, other kinds of symptoms that are hard to manage in nursing homes that are not always adequately staffed. There has been a history of using antipsychotic drugs, which are not indicated by the FDA for this purpose, to help manage those symptoms, but it's been identified as a significant safety problem. The FDA has a black box warning on the drugs for that purpose, which means that there is a significant safety problem, and there is an increased death rate in nursing home residents or other older people with dementia in the community, for that matter, who receive these medications. So there's been a national campaign for safer dementia management that works with patients to find other strategies for managing these behaviors. And this national campaign has actually had quite a bit of effect, with a 35% reduction in antipsychotic prescribing. Our team has been looking at the way that states and nursing home facilities have been working as part of this campaign for safer dementia care. So our team has been doing exciting work in understanding through state case studies, facility case studies, through looking at data, what are the levers by which facilities are able to achieve safer dementia care.
So, you know, some of the statistics that you've provided us with, that there are two more deaths per 100 with people
exactly.
who have antipsychotic treatment, a 1.6 to 1.7-fold increase in mortality. And so this is a serious problem. It affects millions of people in this country and all the families. And most people who are listening to the show are in those families. So I want to go over to Crystal now. To Olga. Olga, you know, you are in the world of nursing, which means that you probably are really on the front lines, and you see the people on the front lines. So many times, Stephen was mentioning the behaviors. And, of course, we all know about sundowning. A time comes in the day of people who have some sort of dementia where they're much more agitated. We see things like special music, meditation, all kinds of programs that have nothing to do with antipsychotic drug prescription. What steps are being taken? What have these nursing homes found, and have you helped them in your research to have other alternatives, to have other modalities? Because these are very difficult people sometimes to handle, and popping a pill is not the answer. But on a real level of what's being done, are there answers?
Sure. So as Steve mentioned, this is there's been a national campaign and also rollout of some legislation that is requiring nursing homes to take extra steps to train their staff to be able to provide more patient-centered, sensitive care to older adults with dementia. What that looks like in practice is making people feel safe and making sure the environment in the nursing home is one that supports older adults when they're to minimize stress and help them to be in the best state possible in the nursing home. They may be confused at times. They may not always want to, you know, take a bath or take a pill. But there's many ways that the aides in a nursing home and the nursing staff and other members of the nursing home can help to make someone feel safe. So you mentioned music. There's been some studies that have shown effective interventions where regular times the nursing home would have music play over the loudspeakers. It would be a cue for the nursing home staff to engage the residents in moving to help them get up out of their wheelchairs, reposition them in their beds if they were in bed. And in the most successful programs, this has had a big reduction in the rate of pressure ulcers or break wounds in the skin. This idea, though, of being mobile and being active and interacting with other people and staff also is part of good dementia care. It all goes together.
You know, one of the things that you've emphasized is the amount of time spent by the nurses and the therapists. And I guess New Jersey could be pretty proud. They seem to be spending more time than the national average with the patients. Of course, that's always an issue as we get more folks who are in that position and fewer people who are on the staff. But I love this idea that musical queuing, which you call musical queuing, can make a difference in staff and residents' interaction. So everybody should be listening to this for what's going on in the nursing home in which they may have a loved one. Because you have to be ever vigilant. And I'm speaking about ever vigilant. Sometimes the person most close to the family is the social worker. And I want to ask Beth a question that's a little different than the others. Now, you're associate professor of the School of Social Work, so you turn out social workers. I don't know that everybody is aware of what their role might be in the world of nursing homes and even home care.
Absolutely, Adrienne. One of the things that social workers can contribute that's unique to a treatment team is to really get a thorough social history on the nursing home resident. And I think the family is integral in that process because, an older adult enters a nursing home facility with a whole biography of, things that they love to do, things that calm them, things that comfort them, things that stimulate them. And by getting a very thorough psychosocial history, in collaboration with the family, the treatment team in a nursing home environment can much more easily tailor some of the strategies that they use to help stimulate and calm a nursing home resident. And so just for some examples, Olga mentioned that music is often a very therapeutic thing to pipe in on a loudspeaker in the nursing home, but another thing that many successful facilities have done is to bring in a program called Music and Memory, where there's an iPod or a music device set up that has that nursing home resident's own personal playlist, the kinds of music. So if they liked Frank Sinatra or if they like gospel music, they can have the music that comforts them the most. And so I think social workers can really
it's important to understand who you are, and you are the music. We're going to come back. We're going to cheer you up a little bit. We're going to take you over the U-Bend. So don't tell anybody. Go anywhere. You'll be happier in just a moment.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that. That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Bergen. Once again, we are talking about what nobody else will talk about, and that is nursing homes, dementia, but also how can we talk about it in the context of happiness as we get older? You know, aging is a very complicated thing. We have with us Stephen Crystal. He's a professor over at Rutgers University, the chairman of the Division on Aging. We have Beth Angel, associate professor of the School of Social Work. We have Olga Haran, assistant professor at the School of Nursing over at Rutgers and Community Health and Outcomes Lab director. So we have people who are on the front lines of aging. And there are so many studies. I just did something for a blog that's coming out. I'll announce it right after the new year. It's being published on aging for the first time. I'm the blogger with the largest newsletter in the entire country, and that is Bottom Line Personal. They've never had a blogger on aging before. That's how under the radar all this is. So what am I writing about? I'm writing about happiness. It seems that at a certain age, usually in your late 60s, you go over the U-bend, which is the lowest nadir of happiness, which is in your 40s and then 50s. Remember how miserable you were? Well, anyway, we get happier and happier. And where are the happiest? People who are in their 80s. But where's the dementia? People who are in their 80s. Now, are these the same people? The answer is they can be. And I'm going to throw this over, it's a tough question, to Professor Stephen Crystal, because when you deal with just giving people an antipsychotic drug, what you're saying is, get out of this world, leave me alone, you are not you, and we can't deal with you in any other way. We've just heard about music, about self-care, about individuality. Does that translate realistically, Stephen, realistically, or am I just being a cheerleader, to the world of folks who have dementia?
I think it absolutely does, and actually the way the way you've described it, I think, is one of the best ways that I've heard it, because identity is sort of the core of how we live a purposeful life and how we have meaningful happiness throughout our lives. And the challenges of dementia, which are incredibly complex, is you have a challenge to your sense of identity. And a lot of the dementia behaviors, when they're understood properly, are efforts at communication that something is wrong. And it takes good training and good supervision for nursing home staff to be able to recognize and respond respond to that in ways that recognize the person, the individual's personhood. So happiness in at all stages of life is possible under the right circumstances. People have there's a lot of ways that we make ourselves miserable unnecessarily, and there's a lot of ways that we have the capacity to make ourselves happy in spite of very difficult circumstances. And many of us have been with loved ones in nursing homes and seen that, that it is possible for people to be happy, and the recognition of one's individuality and identity is key. The music and memory program that Beth talked about is one way of connecting people to things that were meaningful later in their life, and the whole culture change movement in nursing homes has been an attempt to individualize, to personalize, to find ways that people can be actively involved in doing something that's meaningful to them. And
so I'm going to throw this over to Olga now. You know, if you go on our website, by the way, generationboldradio.com, you'll see a video, one of the many videos, Dr. David Dworkin. He's a maestro. He himself is well into his 80s, and he's created something called Conductor Size, where he conducts with music that people know. And you'll see my video of folks in a nursing home conducting with him and doing exercise with him through the music. And then I surprise everybody, but of course it's radio, so I got to tell you. They all have dementia. People look at this video and they can't believe it, that these are folks with really late-stage Alzheimer's conducting, jumping, singing to the music. And Olga, here's the thing. You mentioned ratings of nursing homes. You mentioned that the family could see even the amount of antipsychotic drugs that are given. What should a person look for in terms of a nursing home? You go to this thing, you're scared stiff, you hope that the food is good, you look at the chandeliers. What should they really be looking for if they're going to have a loved one who can't make their own independent decision?
That's such a great question. I so often have colleagues, friends, and family that are trying to make a decision on which nursing home to place their loved one. The federal government has set up a site called Nursing Home Compare. Medicare.gov/nursing home compare. And you can put in your zip code or state, and it'll give you a search of all of the available nursing homes in your geographic area. And you can look at the level of nursing staff, the number of minutes that a registered nurse is available in a workday for caring for adults. You can, as Steve had also mentioned earlier, you can see the rate of antipsychotic medication use and it, among people in the nursing home. Those are things that really shouldn't be ignored. And also, you mentioned going in person. It is very important to visit, if at all possible, the facilities. Sometimes people don't always feel like they have a choice in where their loved one's going, especially if it's they're in the hospital and they need to immediately, you know, be moved into a facility. But it is important for everyone to know that they do have a choice. And that there may be a waiting list, but it's important to be aware of the differences and know that you can go on a website such as Nursing Home Compare that the government has set up to help people make an informed choice about the quality of care that their loved ones are receiving.
And if I might, I'm going to throw in before our next break a little financial gerontology here. People look at long-term care insurance. They look at single premium care insurance. They look at a lot of ways to fund these things. But they don't look, they're always looking at the money. They don't look at the fact that there is such a thing as a geriatric care manager. It's an important profession. These people can help analyze the situation and the best place for your individual person. And almost all long-term care policies give give you one of those, and you have to be sure, is that person a gatekeeper to keep your person in the cheapest possible place so that the insurance company can give you the least reimbursement? Or is that a true professional? Very few people look at that little clause saying you have to have a geriatric care assessment from the company when you can't do two activities of daily living. So a hint and tip, if you want to go to places that Beth and Olga and Steve say are places where you can thrive, see how you're going to pay for it and make sure that the way you've decided to do that, if it's insurance, dovetails not just with the money but with the care that you're going to need. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this individualization at home with Beth Angel, because that's really in our world where we would like to be. We'll talk about it. Don't go anywhere.
For my age.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is a funny thing right here on Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about aging, and that is, it's not so easy to find the truth. We try. We kind of rummage around in all the world of geriatrics, whether it is global, economic, housing, and if you have information that you need, that you would like, just go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. It's probably the only place where we have this compendium of incredible experts, just like the three on our show today, that can answer your questions, and they are so forthcoming with their help. It's just amazing. We have helped a lot of people. So if you just go to Generation Bold Radio, ask Adrian, ask me. I probably don't know the answer, but I can show you this. I know somebody who does. Now, what we were talking about is this kind of this interesting world of the fact that all the studies, whether it is the Harvard longitudinal study I just wrote about, started in 1938. JFK was in it when he was a kid, and they followed people for decades and decades. That's one of so many studies all over the world saying that the happy years begin around 67, go into the 70s, get even better in the 80s, particularly for women. Let's talk about that a different time, who get the happiest in their late 80s. And this is called the U-bend. A lot of it has to do with less stress, life purposes, Dr. Crystal, Professor Crystal spoke about, and many other things. Some of it is genetics, but actually very little. Being calm and being secure also financially. So imagine that with a person who all of a sudden has issues of dementia, where their whole world splits apart and they're no longer secure. So I'm going to throw this over to Beth Crystal with her nursing home, with her social work background. You talked about individuality. Everybody did. The fact that you still remain your core person, even though the mirror seems to have been smashed. Is that just a buzzword? Can we treat in a nursing home each person as an individual? There are assisted living communities where you pay a fortune to have things like Masterpiece Living and Connects, where everybody is doing able to do their own thing, and very expensive architects create, you know, landscape areas to do your own thing. In the world of dementia, is it a buzzword or is it happening?
Oh, I think that personalization, that it would be impossible to overstate the importance of how much we need to look at the identity and meaning in an older person's life in order to work with them the most successfully and to make them as comfortable and as stimulated as we can, whether they're living at home or whether they are living in a nursing home. I think families are often in the best position to do this because they really do know the older adult. In nursing homes, I think as you're sort of alluding, one of the things is that very personalized care can be expensive because it requires a lot of staffing. One of the most successful things that a nursing home can do is to arrange their staffing so that a particular resident is able to spend a lot of time consistently with a certified nursing assistant or other nursing staff. And so those things do cost money. At the same time, personalization doesn't have to be extremely expensive if staff are trained well. To really get to know the individual likes and dislikes and meaning of a particular resident, and to use those things to do things, for example, like, make available a baby doll for an older adult who really, really loved children and babies, and maybe that's the thing that will help them calm at that really tricky time of day. And so
what
that personalization...
Sorry. I just want to cut in here for 1 second to remind everybody that this is all of a piece, what Beth is talking about. We've talked so much about robotics here, and Hasbro has a robot. It's $114 on Amazon right now. I know I do not sell it, and this is not a plug. I'm just amazed by the fact that it's a cat or a dog. And I've been to many nursing homes where people have that little robot, and it purrs, and it does a few other things. But that's the same idea. You say the baby doll, or if they love an animal, they need a companion animal, they can't have that. That's what's going on in this world, which is why I get lit up by the world of aging. It has so many features, so many fingers. One of the things, though, that I actually got this written out here by Olga, but it fits in, Beth, with what you're saying, and that is the issue of supportive hand feeding, people who really can't eat, and yet the helper, the aide, is trained in being able to do that and help them feed because so they don't have malnutrition. Now, this would not be something that I would know if I went into a nursing home offhand, that I should look and see if that was the protocol there. So who do you ask? Before we go on to Olga about the home health, and it's going to, we're going to spend some time on it because we really care about that, who do you ask when you go into a nursing home? How do you observe this? Is it the social worker that you would speak to?
Absolutely. I think that when you're looking at a nursing home, you want to go in, and I think it's important as already been mentioned earlier, to really spend time in the facility and to see what kinds of interactions are happening between residents and staff. Are people, some nursing homes, for example, will allow an older adult to bring in, their favorite chair from home, right, and to have a place of comfort where they know they can sit, rather than it feeling like an institutional sort of environment where everybody gets the same thing. Some nursing homes have little shadow boxes or little areas set up outside the residents' doors so that resident knows how to find their own room. And to have little cues in the environment to sort of help them know that they're in a safe and familiar place. So really getting in there and doing that observation is key.
So I'm going to throw this over now to Olga Harin, who is the assistant professor in the School of Social Work over at Rutgers, also director of Community Health and Outcomes Lab. So, Beth just said a magic word. So it doesn't get that institutional feeling. Most people listening are saying, don't tell me any more about nursing homes. Just shoot me. I'm not going into a nursing home. It doesn't matter how wonderful it is. They want to stay home. How much is what's being found out, actually? How much is it translatable to the home? What's the new connections that maybe are happening, if any, between home health care and going into a congregate setting?
Sure. I completely hear what you're saying, that most people would prefer to stay in their own home. They would prefer to die in their own homes. And even when someone's no longer able to maintain their own household and the financial aspects and maintenance aspects of running a house and clearing the snow in the winter, you had mentioned earlier about assisted living. So someone may move from their own home into an assisted living or congregate environment where they have support with all of the maintenance tasks and a place where they can just go and take their meals and they don't have to worry about shopping or preparing their own food. You did also mention that there's a financial piece to that, so someone would have had to have saved or had a source of income that would be able to pay for that.
Right. So pre-planned.
Those environments are definitely a wonderful option for someone that has some mild impairments and memory issues and that is still very, very feeling well. The good thing to know about, I'll talk about home care in just a second, but even if someone's in an assisted living or congregate living environment, they're still eligible for skilled home health care services to come into that environment. Wherever someone's living is their, you know, their home in the community. So if they needed on a short-term or long-term basis a registered nurse to come in and help manage their care and get them back on track if they were newly diagnosed with diabetes and needed to learn how to manage that or someone to set up their medications, that's something that can happen both in your house or your apartment home or if you're in a congregate environment. And then the home care is there's two levels of it. There's a home care that's more about helping with activities of daily living, meaning preparing meals and bathing, getting dressed, that type of support. And there's also a professional level that is a covered Medicare benefit of if you needed a physical therapist to help you work on your balance to make you safer so you're not as likely to fall. An occupational therapist is another home service.
All this makes it more realistic that we can really stay on your back. We're going to be speaking again with Stephen and Crystal. And we're going to talk a little bit more about antipsychotic drugs because, you know, it's an important thing for you to know. You may think it's okay, it's not. We'll be back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turn into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Hello. Again, always rushing into the last segment of the show. It just goes in a flash. And particularly when we have three such great experts with us, as we do today. We've been speaking with Stephen Crystal. He's the chairman of the Division on Aging, Board of Governors, a professor of institutional health at Rutgers, the Institute of Health at Rutgers. We have Olga Harin, assistant professor over at the School of Nursing in Rutgers and director of the Community Health and Outcomes Lab, and Beth Angel, associate professor, School of Social Work. They've been talking about everything that we really need to know about nursing home and also being able to stay home. And a lot of the issues have come out of the 21st World Congress of Gerontology and Geriatrics, one of them being the seemingly epidemic of antipsychotic drug use given to folks with dementia. So I want to speak to all three of them in our last segment here about different aspects of that specific problem under the radar. So, Stephen, look, there are people who have been given this, and perhaps over a very long period of time. If you realize that for your loved one, is there anything that can be done about it?
Absolutely. So the risk is cumulative, and it's also dose-related. So what you want to do and what is recommended by the nursing home survey and certification programs is that there's a systematic way that you review every month your residents on antipsychotics and that you have a trial of tapering or discontinuation, and that you also try to identify any other causes of agitated symptoms. Uh, uh, can talk about delirium, for example, so that you don't just put people on autopilot with these medications, but you really try to minimize the exposure, and you sort of watchfully taper the dosage and actively work on developing other strategies.
So is it very much like getting off a drug addiction, where there are specific protocols over time that work, and will these folks want the pill back, or it's not an addictive?
Sometimes the families want the pill back. Sometimes the staff finds it harder to manage the activity because there's also a sedative effect. So one of the reasons why people may have bad outcomes, they become bedbound, they become weaker, and they're more subject to a fall. So the dose tapering is definitely part of the protocols that should be used. And then you observe the behaviors, and if people become less sedated and there's more behaviors going on, you try to understand what is being communicated by the behaviors, what kind of distress, how you can address the distress. And all of this requires staffing, it requires well-trained aides, it requires spending time with individuals. Consistent assignment of aides to patients helps. There's a whole variety of strategies that have been shown to work, the music and memory, and rather than suppressing the symptoms and sedating people, you really try to understand what's being communicated.
So, Olga, you know, Stephen just mentioned the issue of delirium. I not only would I like you to emphasize that and why it could be a step back if families want this stopped, just give them the pill. But, you know, it reminds me, I went to law school at the same time, in the same school with Geraldo Rivera, and I just remember the very beginning of warehousing mental health patients. Is there a connection here? I mean, it's beginning to sound like that to me. Delirium is annoying, give them a pill.
Yeah. So the issue of delirium is something that can happen to someone of any age. It's just much more common in older adults. A common time when people experience delirium is after they've received anesthesia or in the recovery period after a surgery. There's something called a ICU psychosis that is common, where when someone's after a surgery in an intensive care unit, not getting much sleep, all kinds of noises and stimulation, that they may have hallucinations and be quite out of it. And that's important to know, that this delirium, or these are reversible states. It may cause distressing symptoms for a short amount of time, but it doesn't mean that it's permanent. And similarly, in older adults, when they have an infection in their bodies, it can also present as a change in their mental status. They can be quite confused as one of the very first signs of an infection. So, you know, you mentioned I used to work in home health care. That was my area. And one of the first things, if someone had fallen or was more confused than normal, the very first thing we would do is to take a urine sample to make sure that they didn't have a urinary tract infection that was starting, and, you know, pay real close attention and make sure that they didn't have any respiratory infection starting. Those infections, when caught early, you know, are very treatable. And unfortunately, if an infection isn't caught and the confusion is allowed to progress, it may be very difficult to distinguish as later, because someone's losing their ability to communicate at that point.
And, you know, again, as we get to the end of the show, we have about a minute, throwing it to Beth Angel. So, you know, from the social work point of view, you're kind of on the front line between medicine and lifestyle. I know you want to emphasize so much the issue of individual attention. Talk again for just a moment. Wrap this idea up for us, because I think it all is of a piece when it comes to the antipsychotic drug. Is there any place for it at all, or should we look at it on an individual basis, or is this something we want to eradicate?
Oh, that's a great question. The antipsychotic medications were originally developed for use in psychiatry when someone has a very severe psychiatric disorder, and an example of that would be schizophrenia. So the psychotic symptoms that go along with schizophrenia make those disorders an appropriate use of antipsychotic medications. And among older adults, there may be individuals who, you know, for example, had a psychiatric disorder prior to the onset of dementia.
Right.
And
so
for
it would be more indicated.
Yeah, it would be more indicated.
Yeah, well, it's been a fascinating discussion, one I wish we could continue. I thank all three of you. But everybody remember, look at those nice happiness studies. It's not just the stress. It's not just the fact that you're retired and have more time. It's also life purpose. And so as I say to everybody every week, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,